Finances can be complicated, but they don't have to be. I break down financial topics that may seem complex and overwhelming so you can start taking action on your financial goals. I'm Ari Talbi, and it all starts here on Personal Finance Redefined.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Hope you're having a great week so far, and hope the weekend was a fun one. Today's episode, all about renting versus buying, and this is a fun one. So let's get right into it. There's many pros and cons when it comes to deciding whether or not renting or buying is best for you. It will never be a simple decision, but one that has to do with your preference, your risk level, assets, and priority. Now, if you heard that, preference, risk level, assets, and priority, only one of those four are financial. So here's an argument I often hear. My mortgage payment would be roughly the same as my rent payment. Therefore, I should buy a house because I'm building equity. So now this is not entirely wrong or even unreasonable, but what it is it's not complete. So when looking at whether or not you should buy or rent, there's five things that I like to look at. The first is opportunity cost. The second are common costs of home ownership. The third are additional costs you didn't think of. The fourth is financing. And the fifth is putting it all together. So let's go through each of those five. So the first one, opportunity cost. When you buy a home, you are putting into it a large amount of cash. That's a down payment. In this example, I'm going to assume that we say the home is, let's just say you do, it's worth $200,000. So let's say John buys this home for $200,000. And for simplicity, it includes closing costs and repairs. And I know those can often be hefty. I'll tie that in later. So now John does not have to pay rent because he owns the home, which saves John $14,000 a year. So how did I get that? I'm assuming rent of $1,200 times 12, that's $14,000. So if John were to invest $200,000 instead of buying the home and receive a 7% return, he'd have $14,000, just doing the opposite there. So financially, John would be in the same place regardless of buying or renting. So stick with me through this, and I promise it'll stay simple. But what we did not account for is insurance, taxes, maintenance, and repairs that show John would be much better off renting. If John could find a less expensive house, he would be better off buying. Just as if he could find a place for lower rent, this would be more financially savvy. So as always, it depends. So let's move on to the second. Common costs of home ownership. Transaction costs are significant. There's loan origination fees, credit report fees, title insurance, settlement fees, appraisal fees, etc., etc., etc. A few thousand, honestly, it feels like. Repairs and maintenance. Well, a common rule of thumb is to set aside 1% of the home's value every year to cover repairs. So let's take the same example. A $200,000 home would cost $2,000 a year to maintain. And likely far less than that each year, but a repair, let's say a roof bill, could be $10,000 out of nowhere. So the 1% rule is a conservative projection of average annual costs, and I like to look at everything through a conservative projection. That way, there's no chance that something falls through the cracks that we weren't intending. Next, I mean, HOA fees. So homeowners assurance, this homeowners association fees, these are fees that differ depending on where it is you live, but they cover the maintenance for common areas and apartments. And these fees I see range anywhere from $100 to $500 a month. And then lastly on this, taxes and insurance. Property taxes and insurance can be very high as well. That's a 1% rule is another great rule of thumb for that. So you've got all those costs. Well, what are some additional costs that we don't normally consider? Well, what about commuting? What about the additional gas to get to that home versus that apartment? What about car maintenance? What about depreciation? What about the time that you lose commuting? So not so much the financial side, but the personal side. What about utilities? Purchasing a home comes with larger utility bills compared to renting. I'll often see a $50 to $200 jump when someone's renting versus owning. So that's some additional cost that we're not always considering. Fourth, let's talk about financing. So a rent versus buy calculator is very helpful for this, and it does most of the heavy lifting. I know sometimes calculators can seem, I don't want to say difficult to use, but sometimes maybe overwhelming is the best word, because you see this calculator and you want to make sure the inputs are going in properly to make sure that you're actually getting the result that you hope. And this is not the case with most of these calculators. And so I hope to debunk that by saying, oftentimes, if you just look up rent versus buy calculator, it's going to be a lot more simple and less overwhelming than you think. So here's what you need to know. Banks are going to lend you more than they should. Borrowing more does not mean more success, often the opposite. And then also, a lower monthly payment does not necessarily mean it's a better deal. It depends how long that mortgage is going to be for. So that's financing. Let's put it all together. Renting versus buying, it's got a lot more to do with your priorities than your finances, which I know sounds weird to say, but it comes down to, do you want to deal with repairs? Are you willing to live in the same place knowing that the payoff may take years to even out if you had rented the entire time? Buying a home is work. Things are going to break, and whether you're living in it or renting, it's going to greatly impact your overall financial situation. The last thing to note is that when buying a home, all of your finances, or often most of it, it's now tied up in one asset. So if it goes up, awesome, but if not, that money could have otherwise been diversified properly and investing for you. So what do I think? Well, I think buying a home is a great way to build wealth, but I try to tell clients that buying a home is often a financial decision more so than an emotional one. So do you want to buy a home? Are you tired of renting? Great, go buy that home. But if you have to pay more over the years and have an overall level of happiness that is so much higher than if you had rented, then truthfully, buying a home may just be the best thing you do. Just know that when you buy that home, you anticipate the costs that may be involved with it. So when you do get in your dream home, you're truly more than satisfied and there's no unexpected twists that come along with it. So that's a little bit about renting versus buying and what should you do based off your individual situation. I hope that was helpful, and I'm coming back with a new topic next week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Personal Finance Redefined podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe and let me know if there's anything in particular you would like me to discuss by submitting a question at personalfinanceredefined.co. That's personalfinanceredefined.co. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time. Hey everyone, quick disclaimer here. Please be smart about this, and before taking any action, consult with your tax planner or financial planner. Nothing in this podcast should be construed as investment, tax, legal, or other financial advice. It's for informational purposes only.